Hey, happy day. It was a very awkward moment just the other day when the zombie was out looking for brains and he walked right past a liberal. Okay, we got something going on here last night. It was a State of the Union in the United States of America, the address, and it was kind of cool, really. The president, day before last, I guess, actually, but the president, in my view, and the view of so many people with a mind, say that. It was an incredible speech. He did a great job. And that Nancy Pelosi today, I listened to her. I forced myself to listen to her for about 20 minutes, and it was tough. I had to, oh boy, go take some medication, I think, or maybe drink a lot. She's wild, that woman. But she did say this. She said it was so inappropriate that a bunch of his people, the president's people, kept yelling, four more years, that's inappropriate. You should never do that in the House. This is coming from the same woman who wouldn't stand and applaud fellow Americans and patriots, and she ripped up the speech, and she's got the manners of a dead mouse, and she's saying it's inappropriate for somebody else to do something. Of course she is. She's a liberal. That's what liberals do. It's okay if I do it, but you can't unless I sanction it. You can have an opinion, but it's got to be identical to mine. These people are dangerous. Dangerous, dangerous. It took President Trump to kind of bring them out of the woodwork, and are they ever out of the woodwork? They're trying to convince us that they are right. We're right. They're wrong. And they continue being themselves every day, and the internet has brought that out as well. Hate is there. Is it really hate? I don't know. It's kind of more like an acknowledgement thing or a crowning thing, because now they get to really prove who they are all of the time. They lie. They cheat. And they act like they don't. They're good at it. You know, I look at her and I think, wow, you're educated. You're kind of, you know, respectable looking. You're dumb as a stick and sharp as a marble. And you keep on being yourself. And you're trying to influence people. And sadly, she does influence a lot of people. You know what? Then you got this other guy, the shift guy. Lots of different words for him. Crazy, of course, would be one of them. He made a statement the other day that is just, it should be shocking, but it isn't. It just kind of goes with the territory. He says, hey, if Trump does get elected again, he's going to give Alaska back to Russia. How do you even comment to that? I mean, you know, the earth is flat. Some people think it is. Okay, now, we have college students in America recently. This is funny. Fox News went out to college students and they said, you know, what do you think of this? And they said, you know, that's racist. The president said that, and get rid of the president. Trump is a bum. Joe Biden said that. Oh, and then they went to another student and said, hey, this is what the president said. He's a terrible guy. Get rid of him. Oh, it was President Obama that said that. These guys can't get it right. The students, I mean, the guys on the microphone, they got it right. These students, it's like they're programmed. It's like they're little robots, right? They're walking around. They park their minds somewhere, and they won't think. And you're supposed to be open-minded, particularly when you go to school. You're supposed to learn to look at all things. I forced myself, as I said already, to watch Nancy Pelosi. I watch CNN. Ugh, it's painful, but I do, because you know what? Just maybe something is wrong with what Fox News says. You have to weigh it all. You got to do that. You got to get all sides, right? Somebody says that your wife's having an affair. Don't go home and pack and maybe find out if it's true. Really off topic with that one. Hey, okay, what we got here talking to, now I'm leading into sex. I shouldn't have done that. In Canada, you have a Conservative Member of Parliament, Arnold somebody, and he asked the NDP, which is a code for communist, MP Laurel Collins, if sex work is an area of work that she'd ever considered, which is kind of rude. But she had brought this thing up about prostitutes, about prostitution, and he said that no girl is a prostitute by choice. And, you know, you have to get rid of the business. And I think what she was saying, it's a little hard to kind of read all this stuff and understand it, but I think she was saying that prostitution is legal, but it's illegal to have a customer or to be a customer. And she felt that maybe that wasn't appropriate. And this guy came back with silliness. And you know what? Only a Harper government, which is a conservative government in Canada, could come up with such a thing, because they're the ones that did that. It's now legal to be a prostitute, but it's illegal. You know, it's kind of legal to drive a car, but it's illegal to take it out of your garage, right? Oh boy, they keep walking among us dumb as forever. And by the way, a lot of prostitutes think what you want about the industry. Certainly the pimps and the drugs and the addictions, when they get to be part of the equation, it's a terrible thing. But some people, it's their choice. And if you have a choice, particularly coming from a conservative, that guy claims he is, if somebody chooses to do something that you don't like, That's not your business. Now, if they're doing it, though, because somebody's forcing them to do it, then, of course, as a lawmaker, it's your business. That's a big subject. But y'all come back tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.